or he says, you know, oh, you know, I'm so and so, I'm an engineer with Microsoft. You know, so he, you know, the guys get to take a, they get a big kick out of that. They want you to know what they do, or they start name dropping. They'll tell you who they know, you know, movie stars and, you know, people like that. They'll tell you. Okay, we got a caller. Radia.
Greetings. Greetings, sister. How you doing?
I am fine. What you got to say on this topic?
Girlfriend, I'm glad you're bringing up this topic. I can't talk. I was waiting for somebody to bring it up and to have a real deep discussion about it, and I'm grateful that you're bringing it to the forefront. And this is just my perspective, because there are many different truths in this reality. However, I have a problem with the book and the movie due to the context in which information is being brought forth in a dysfunctional way to begin with. From my perspective, we as women and men have been indoctrinated to believe that it's this war against each other, this competition. We're not taught the sacredness. So basically, we as women have to adjust ourselves to the indoctrination that men have been brainwashed in order to get ahead. And I think, to me, that's a different angle. That's a different and really backwards angle, if you will. So in other words, we're changing, the energy of the feminine, if you will, and making it more masculinized, if you will, in order to gain something that is very sacred in nature. And I have issue with that. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, I know that other people will probably not agree or hold, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I have just a lot of issues. The list goes on.
Well, what I have found, and I understand what you mean. I'll try to kind of translate it for people that aren't really familiar with, you know, with the subject matter of your question. What she's saying is that what women are, what I said at the top of the show, the loveliness, the warmth, the healing energy, the peaceful spirit, the love that emanates from women is being destroyed because women have to adjust it in order to survive in relationships with men. Because men see that as weakness. Men attack that. And what is happening is women, when they come across like that as soft and gentle and loving, are seen as victims. And so that's what she's saying, that women have to adjust that, and it's creating a toxic environment for females because of that need to protect themselves from harm. They can't feel free to be who and what they are. They have to become more masculine in their dealings with the world and with men because of it.
Okay. No, you hit it the nail on the head. And I think here for me, what is really important is women are being masculinated, and the reverse, men are being feminized. And that's a whole nother show because it ain't gonna go there. But women are being masculinated and in a way to help them gain, if you will, what they perceive that they need in life, and so on and so forth. In other words, the spiritual and physical roles are being reversed. And I have issue with that because, the creative and intuitive essence of woman is very much important. We are creators, not just here on planet Earth. The energy of woman is the creative in the cosmos, in the universe. And we're literally flipping the alchemy to be more masculinated, if you will, to gain relationship, to gain certain things. However, it's on a warlike type of territory. We have been so brainwashed in so many different areas, sis. It's ridiculous. But let me not get started, because to me, this is like, it just makes my eyes roll, you know, this book. But I'm going to put myself on mute, and I thank you for bringing this important topic to the forefront, because we need to talk about this more. So I send you a lot of love, and I'm going to put myself on mute and listen on the internet, sis.
Okay, thank you. All right. So let me get back to Mr. Harvey's book here. So this is an important paragraph right here. This is right at the top of chapter 1 on the first page, page 16. It says, and until he's achieved his goal in those areas, he's talking about, you know, his work, you know, his, how he identifies himself, the money making and all that. The man you're dating, committed to, or married to will be too busy to focus on you. Okay, now, listen to that, ladies. Those of you who read this book, did you not understand what that means? Why are you married to a man who's too busy to focus on you? You're his wife. What are you there for? If a man is too busy to focus on you, then that means you're nothing but. Okay? And you know what that is. In the singles world, we call that a friend with benefits or a booty call. So whether you call yourself dating him, engaged to him, married to him, any man that's too busy to focus on you is merely using you. Why are you there? Okay, now keep that in mind. Make a note if you need to, because that is an important statement. Like I said, it's on the first page of chapter one. I'm not sure how many women really caught that. That set the tone for this entire damn book. This is, I'm telling you, this is the most anti-woman book I have ever read in my life. And how so many women were stupid enough to go out and buy it is just shocking. Just unbelievable. I just couldn't even, I mean, I was so mad. I was walking around my house like stomping and throwing a tantrum and being vertical position because I was so upset that, well, partly at myself for not having read this book years ago and ripped it then. But, you know, for the fact that so many women just really just obviously don't have good reading comprehension and don't understand what they read.